I'm Anjoey James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Wednesday, August 16. Coming up, National Security Minister to discuss Constabulary Force Act amendments with Police Federation, business and personal loans on the rise, and road repair program underway in St. Elizabeth. The news in detail after this message.
Real estate professionals, starting licensing period 2018-2019, all real estate dealers and salesmen will be required to do 20 hours of continuing professional development courses every 2 years, which includes 12 hours of elective courses and 8 hours of compulsory courses. Courses will be provided by the Real Estate Board or a body approved by the board. For more information, visit Real Estate Board's website or call us at 926-97489.
Now the news. Minister of National Security Robert Montague is slated to meet with the Jamaica Police Federation tomorrow to discuss the concerns raised about amendments to the Constabulary Force Act. Members of the Federation recently expressed dissatisfaction with amendments to Sections 5 and 70 of the Constabulary Force Act, arising from the law reform zones of special operations, special security and community development measures legislation. The sections address the circumstances under which certain ranks of police officers may resign from the force. In a press release from the National Security Minister earlier today, Minister Montague noted that consultations on the amendments could have been more extensive and committed to a full exploration of the issues. He adds that since the start of 2017, a new working group, which includes representatives of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, and the Police Federation, has been established to re-energize the legislative review of the JCF, which is a key priority of the government. Discussions surrounding this matter are ongoing. The Bank of Jamaica is reporting that business and personal loans have grown during the April to June quarter compared to the same period last year. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, Brian Winter, says the growth is in keeping with a trend of sustained medium-term economic improvement.
Business lending at May 2017 expanded by 13.6%, slightly higher than the 13% at May 2016. And personal loans expanded at a steady annual rate of 12.2% at May 2017, compared with a 12.2% a year earlier.
He adds that preliminary data for May 2017 indicates that the stock of commercial bank credit to the private sector was higher by 31.1% compared with a year ago. Additionally, private sector credit grew by 11% over the same period, which Mr. Winter says continues the strong credit growth that the country has been experiencing since last year. Mr. Winter was speaking at a press conference at the Bank of Jamaica earlier today. Meanwhile, Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter is reporting that the gross domestic product GDP grew by 1.3% during the 2016-2017 fiscal year. This growth, he says, was higher than the 0.2% recorded for fiscal year 2014-15 and 1% for 2015-16.
So we're seeing a continuing improvement in the growth path, albeit still modest, not as strong as we would like, but it's a consistent picture, which is good.
Mr. Winter says GDP growth for the 2017-18 fiscal year is forecasted to expand within the range of 1.5 to 2.5%, primarily reflecting growth in the manufacturing, electricity and water supply, as well as agriculture sectors. He adds that over the next four quarters, the economy is expected to benefit from continued recovery in major industries and the materialization of several growth-inducing initiatives driven by increased investor confidence and investment activities. And work being conducted on eight major roadways in St. Elizabeth as part of a $7.7 million National Works Agency NWA hot mix patching program is slated to end next week Friday. Community Relations Officer for the NWA's Southern Region, Howard Hendricks, says most of the roads have been completed, with emphasis being placed on the worst affected sections of the targeted roadways.
Road section that was slated to be patched were Park to Mountainside, Loana to Sandy Grounds, Red Gate to Washwood Gully, Pittscott to Ginger Hill, Bellevue to St. Mary, Southfield to Portsea, Aberdeen to Quickstep, and Windsor to Aberdeen House. The only one that's not completed right now is Red Gate to Washwood Gully and Pittscott to Ginger Hill.
The repairs, which began on July 27, are being undertaken by one of the NWA's force account teams through the Road Maintenance Fund. Motorists are being advised to obey the posted warning signs as well as the instructions of flag persons along the specified thoroughfares. That was JIS News. I'm Anjoey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.